It's now time for the reality check-in with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. The legislature is wading into some of the hiring practices of the state government this session. Specifically, there's a bill that passed the Senate that would end an exemption which allows the state government to create temporary positions, often using federal money. It was introduced by Senator Donovan de la Cruz, and reporter Nathan Eagle joins us with the details. Nathan, good morning. What sort of positions are we talking about?
It's across the board. I mean, there's at least a dozen different departments listed in this. So it's everything from, you know, a HIMP pilot project to homeless sweeps under H-1 to broadband initiatives, homeland security, you name it. They've probably used this exemption.
And the department heads who testified on this, against this bill, saying that they need this mechanism to be able to respond quickly to needs that shift as life goes on in their various jurisdictions.
That's absolutely right. And it was across the board, a dozen different directors weighing in, all against. You know, Nolan Ascenda, for instance, the head of public safety, he's like, you know, you hear this stereotype all the time about government not being responsive enough, you know, to emergent problems. And this would just further that stereotype if the bill goes through.
And the response back from the sponsor, Donovan de la Cruz, is basically one sort of a, this is creating jobs sometimes that then take on lives of their own. And while they may start as temporary jobs, they wind up eventually on the state payroll.
That's it. Yeah, he's very concerned about that. But also just, you know, in his words, you can't keep growing government like this. That's his big issue there. So he wants to put the brakes on that. And of course, then the directors themselves acknowledge to an extent anyway that, yeah, you know, sometimes we'll get these temporary positions and they will become permanent. But even that's with the legislature's approval.
So then in terms of, I don't know, anything in the middle in terms of compromise areas, Budget Director Laurel Johnston, I noticed that you talked to her and said that there may be some space in the middle in terms of having some caps, but also having some flexibility on the part of the directors?
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, both sides see room for a compromise in this. And for Senator de la Cruz's part, it's, well, maybe these could just be for short-term hires, maybe 90 days or less. And on her side, she's like, well, maybe we could just put a ceiling on the number of these temporary positions and you could hold us accountable to that.
So when we're looking for what happens next on this, what do you think?
Well, we're waiting for a hearing on the House side. It's been referred to the Labor Committee and the Finance Committee, so Labor will be the first stop, and that'll be up to the chair, Representative Aaron Ling Johansson.
All right. Well, Nathan Eagle, thanks very much for your time this morning, and thanks for his story. Nathan Eagle with today's reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat. You can find that entire story and a lot more at civilbeat.org.